I returned to college in the year 2000 to study voice and speech science, vocology, how the human voice is produced, and how to care for it. It was in a medical school, 22 doctoral hours. They were the most informative hours of my life. In all of my degrees, no one ever taught me about the medical side or the anatomy of the human voice. Isn't that amazing? I encourage you to learn about how your voice is produced, how speech is produced, and how singing happens if you're a singer. Let me clear up one misconception right now. Singing and speaking are totally different types of vocal production. Sometimes people will say, I think I'll study singing to improve my speaking voice. It won't happen. Your voice is produced in your larynx, also called the voice box. In a man, the voice box sticks out as the Adam's apple, the protrusion in the throat. That's your larynx. In the woman, there is no protrusion. There is the indentation at the base of the throat. Inside the larynx are four vocal folds, often called by laymen vocal cords, which is spelled C-O-R-D-S or C-H-O-R-D-S, like the musical cord. It's not the right terminology. Try to call them vocal folds. You have four vocal folds, and no one knows what two of them do. They're called the false vocal folds. The true vocal folds produce phonation, human speech of all kinds, and singing, whistling. Every sound, every human sound is produced by those two little vocal folds, which are no longer than a man's thumbnail. They're fragile. That's why shouting, cheering, yelling, talking for prolonged periods over deafeningly loud music will harm your voice. The vocal folds become longer and thinner at higher pitches and become shorter and thicker at lower pitches. They're elastic and they stretch. They meet. It's called the Bernoulli effect, with air passing in and out of your throat. And when they meet, phonation happens. Now, if you have nodes or nodules, nodules are like a soft corn that hasn't hardened yet. Nodes are more advanced nodules. When you have these on the vocal folds, you can see how the vocal folds can't meet, can't adduct completely. Therefore, the voice is impaired. You often hear excess breathiness or raspiness or even a whistle. If you suspect nodules or nodes, go to an ENT, ear, nose, throat physician immediately. And by the way, I advise that every vocal performer should have an ear, nose, throat doctor on their team in their Rolodex. It's our lifeline when we need it. Hydration, water, is a must for everyone, no matter what age, no matter for what reason. But for singers and speakers, I suggest a minimum of 60 ounces of good old pure water a day. I always say if you're drinking coffee, tea, or flavored beverages that still is not as good as water, at least be sure you drink a nice amount of water every day. And when you're at the mic, fill your mouth with water and swish it around as if you were going to gargle, but instead swallow it. That wets all the mouth tissues. You know, mouth tissues make noise when they squeak together because they're dry. When you've injured your voice, the only answer is complete vocal rest. If you can't rest completely, rest as much as you can. And sleep is the great healer, and unless you talk in your sleep, you won't be talking while you're resting. People don't like to hear this, but the more you talk, the longer it's going to take you to recover. And the best rule is, don't hurt yourself in the first place. Learn your lesson from that and don't do what you did again. With prolonged session work, tell the client that you're going to have to divide the work into manageable sessions, perhaps an hour and a half or 2 hours of speaking at a time. I know that I've spent 8-hour days in the studio, not only as a voiceover talent, but also as a studio singer, and sometimes performed live in the evening. We do what we have to do, but over-the-counter remedies of dubious value. Probably the only exception to that are things that control coughs. Coughs are absolute killers. Whatever you have to do, stop coughing. And as I said before, your ear, nose, throat doctor can help the most. Hope this helps. This is far too long a discussion for this little podcast. My best advice to you all is to go to your local library and check out a video on human vocal production. Check out a couple of books on voice and speech and how the voice is produced. Start reading articles online on human vocal production. Be a smart singer and a smart speaker. Your voice is your instrument. Good luck. This is Betty Zoller, VoicesVoices.com, and I hope to hear from you.